From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The already controversial decision by the International Agency for Research on Cancer determining the widely used herbicide glyphosate probably causes cancer in humans is now subject to more debate. Armed with recent evidence, critics of the report charge that the IARC should have considered unpublished data that may have altered the report's 2015 conclusion. Data from the Agricultural Health Study showed no association between glyphosate exposure and non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and that it would have lowered the risk estimate for that type of cancer. A plan the Obama administration developed to reform USDA's biotech regulatory process could wind up stifling innovation instead of making it easier to get low-risk products to market. That's according to farmers, agribusiness groups, and the biotech industry in comments submitted to the USDA. The groups applaud the plan for sending clear positive signals about a need to promote innovation in biotechnology and proposing to ease regulation of gene-edited products. In mid-June on the northern plains, spring crops like hay are usually being baled and cattle are knee-deep in forage. But not this year in the western and central Dakotas and eastern Montana, where an emerging drought tightens its grip. The U.S. Drought Monitor maps most of those areas as abnormally dry to severe drought, and the National Weather Service forecasts less than normal rainfall for at least another week. And that's your Agribusiness Update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.